This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Of all the clips from the show, why that one?
I mean, they are both different words entirely.
Snow is different than rain.
Well, That's right. We've been using the same tired old top of the hour bumpers for too long now, so I'm going to start changing it
up a little bit.
There's
great music out there, Scott, to be heard and had and shared.
I wasn't That's even talking about the music.
That's what happens when you only listen with one of your two ears.
Can I just say something? This came up over the weekend. That is why I brought it up. It came up over the weekend.
Somebody doesn't like the top of the hour music?
No. We even have it on Spotify, do we not? I just think it, from time to time, we could mix it up.
I pulled that one from Cool and Easy, where not every song is easy, but every song is cool.
I just found out during the break that 49 Winchester is actually coming to Knuckleheads soon. That's another, we could play, you know, just step outside of the 80s genre every once in a while. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I do, for the rest of the program.
You're asking a lot of Scott.
Play a lot of non-80s.
Look at his vein, the side of his forehead. What do you mean?
Look at the one on the forehead.
I prefer to play bands that actually may have once played at Kemper or T-Mobile, not Knuckleheads.
Wow!
You know, bands that people have heard of.
But I'm going to start implementing some of the dumb things that we say into our top of the hour bumpers.
Now, there's an endless catalog for that.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
More so than all of the music combined in the last five decades.
Mm-hmm. What was the conversation that you had over the weekend?
Someone said, you guys play a lot of 80s. And I said, yeah, we do.
Did you say, you're welcome?
Yeah, it's good.
That was not her response.
No, my response was, I got things to do. I let Scott handle the music. And
I mean, you
In fairness, I only do the top of the hours. Sam does all the rest.
You could choose some songs from this decade.
Well, I can't. So, see, the problem is I would play a lot of really modern, upbeat songs, but they all have cuss words in them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Now, I will tell you that the song at 5 o'clock is very modern by Teddy Swims.
That makes me happy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Speaking of curse
not
words.
Not anymore, no.
No, we're moving it to something from Madonna.
You know, you never know on the show or on social. Like, you never know what's going to stick. Like, sometimes the dumbest stuff we bring up ends up having hours worth of legs. Mm-hmm. And then other times, like, something we think's very important and critical information to get to you all, and we open up the phones and it's crickets. You just never know.
Yep.
I would love to play with you a social post that I made over the weekend, but I can't because there's the grandmama daddy of bad words is in it. We were at a local grocery store, and I took a 6-second clip of the dairy aisle because we were getting eggs. We were going to make a large, like, pan omelet thing to feed many people.
Love the omelet.
Mm-hmm. We were also going to make like the breakfast casserole, my cake that I love, that lemon cake. And yep. that recipe alone calls for 5 eggs. So we're at the store. We go to the dairy aisle. I open the door. Have you looked? I know you've read it. Like, prepare yes. for sticker shock.
Oh, yeah.
Have you really looked with a straight face at what they are asking you to pay at some grocery stores for eggs?
I went last Wednesday to buy a dozen eggs, and the cheapest I could get was a dozen for $5.95.
$4.89 at the grocery store that I go to this morning, and they still have a limit of two, and I need more than two for a week.
You are not even in the realm of reality.
What are you talking about? I bought them.
Of the prices that were staring at me on Saturday. And no, I did not go to some high-end fancy organic.
It wasn't Whole Foods?
No, it was not. you want to guess? Please.
$7.50.
No.
Is it, for how is many it, eggs?
A dozen. Is it the grocery store that's closest to your place?
Yes.
I know exactly which one
it
you're talking about.
It is a very popular, well-known.
$12.50.
No.
No, it's not that high. What?
Try again.
It was higher than $12.50 for a dozen?
Try again.
$15?
Where were you?
Try again.
Were these filled with illicit
$17?
Drugs?
I can't play the video because I say a word in it that one would expect to drop when you saw the sticker on the price of the eggs. Hold, please. What do you see here?
Well, I don't know. You haven't turned the thing.
Right there. Read it out loud. Read it and weep.
$15.49.
$15.49. Look, no, I pay attention to the news.
That's 18. That's a dozen and a half.
I don't care. Okay. Do I get a herd of chickens with that?
No. I believe it's a flock.
$15.48. I don't care what they call them. I think at this point it's cheaper to get a chicken. So I reached out to our friend.
Did you think about going to a different grocery store?
No, I was so shocked to see four numbers. Usually, you know, if I saw $7.89, I would think, well, the price of eggs has gone up. I saw that in the news. $15.48. I reached out to my friend Heather, who owns a farm. She's got goats. She's got chickens. I said, what if you bring a chicken into the studio?
This is going to go badly.
And we wait for it to lay an egg.
Ooh.
Would be so fun. And she has the
Scott's
egg
head again.
Making kind. She has that kind. I said, bring it on in and we'll just wait for it to lay an egg, because that would be cheaper and far more entertaining than for me to walk into one of the most popular grocery stores around town and pay $15.48.
Did you pay it?
Yes.
Why didn't you go to another grocery store? They're not all gouging
because
like that.
My time and my, I was going to say gas, I don't have that, are worth more than the $4 I would save going somewhere else. $15.48. I'm telling you, I don't even know what to say about that. That's like a dollar an egg.
You got fleeced.
That's
more than a dollar an egg. That's $1.35.
But this is a, Sam, without saying the company, like this is one of the most major grocery store chains in all of Kansas City that's not Hy-Vee.
I wonder if the shelf label was in error.
I thought the same thing, Dan. So I looked to the left. I looked to the right. It is not Hen House.
Huh.
And the prices were all in that realm.
That
and
would be ironic, wouldn't it?
Triple checked.
Were these special?
I triple checked.
Hen House.
These were not
raised,
organic.
Organic, gluten free.
No, look, phones are already ringing. So I post this online and people are like, well, I'm glad I went to Costco today. I bought, you know, you can buy a pallet of them for whatever. I guess Midday's talked about this today.
Well,
people are like getting
you,
robbed for eggs now.
I'm telling you, I went last Wednesday, I went to the corner grocery store. It was $5.95.
This for how
morning,
many?
For a dozen.
This morning from KTLA, an egg truck flips on I-5 east of L.A., eggs all over the highway.
Yeah,
somebody
better.
Reposted that and said, that's like $1 billion, bro.
That's better than a Brinks truck. Move in.
That's really going to scramble prices.
Oh, I know what grocery store you
Get
were
out.
At.
Get
what did he
out.
Say? I kind of block him out every once in a while.
The phones are ringing, but I will entertain
I love you.
A couple of these phone calls.
All right, 913-586-7798.
Let's crack into this one.
We are not making omelets at that price. The egg casserole, man, I was going to bring some in. I'd have to charge you.
Well, I would pay it.
It was pretty good.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, she's Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So during the break, I did show Dana a picture that T took over the weekend. A dozen eggs, nearby grocery store for $5.79. Now, Dana did see, and that was an 18-pack that you took a photo of, yesterday at the grocery store for $15.49. Dang!
Another big chain here has them for $16.99 for the 18-pack. Now, wonder what they are at Hen House. Man, I can't get over that joke.
Very funny. 913-586-7798. Sandy in Overland Park. Sandy, hi.
Hi. Listen, we've got three major chains down here that we shop at. And I was at two of the three the other day trying to buy a dozen regular large eggs. $11.49 a dozen for the large eggs. And so I looked at the same shelf on the other side. And they had organic farm-raised chickens for eggs for $4.99.
Really?
And so we're eating organic farm-raised cage-free eat-the-corn chicken eggs for $4.99.
Wow.
I can't hardly believe it.
Can you tell the difference, too, Sandy? I've always heard a good farm-fresh egg, you can tell.
Yes.
Absolutely. There's absolutely no question. Farm fresh eggs are absolutely better.
I agree. So, Sandy, thanks for the call, man.
You bet.
All right. 913-586-7798. At these prices, I don't care if they're raised in a cage or not.
I don't care if that bird's been kidnapped.
Raise it in a cage if it brings the price down.
Put them in your cellar.
I mean, they're dumb anyway. 913-586. Aww. Well, seriously. I'm all for having the chicken out of the cage. But right now, I couldn't care less. 586-7798, Robert in Blue Springs. Robert, hello.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, Dana, I saw your post yesterday, I think it was. And I know exactly what you said, but I was so sad. I met my egg guy on Saturday that I get fresh eggs from. I got 11 dozen for $44 on Saturday.
And then how long will those last, Robert? Because if I could buy in bulk like that, I would. I mean, do eggs, they eventually go bad.
Well, eventually they do, well, but it takes a little while.
I got a couple other people that I, you know, that I sell them to for the same.
Oh, you're the egg middleman.
Yeah, I'm the middleman.
Oh, you're running a racket.
But I don't tell you, what I pay for them is what I sell them to them for. So, you know, it's like, hey, I can get them at this price, and that's what it's going to cost you. So, huh. Yeah, I've been buying eggs from this guy for years.
I love it. Hey, and Robert, when I posted that, some ding-a-ling just wrote, this has to be staged. I don't believe this. And
no,
I saw it,
and my wife brought it to me. She said, look at this. And I was like,
He almost said it.
He didn't say it, but man, we were close.
But this guy said, this has to be staged. I don't believe your video. And I thought, you think I have the time, the wherewithal, or the bandwidth to go stage a price of eggs at a local grocery? I got way better things to do with my time.
Where did you get the font so you can make it $15.49?
Well, apparently I spent a lot of time perfecting ripping off grocery store font.
You're very good at it. You are very good.
How dumb are people?
Sam, did you dump all 8 seconds on him?
Yeah, because that would... Did he not say it?
No, he didn't say it, but he got real close.
Sort of tried to slip out.
My apologies.
Just sort of.
Too many things in my ears back here.
Well, will you let me know when it's safe to go back to the phones?
You let me know when it's safe to go back to the grocery store.
Okay, 913-586.
Well, you better get ready to wait.
7798. Now, keep in mind, you know, and this is not political, okay, the price of eggs. Although, I think a lot of people vote based on the price of gas and the price of eggs. For whatever reason, eggs has become sort of the
new
standard bearer of how the economy is doing. And when egg prices are up, even though it's largely because of an avian flu outbreak in the United States where millions of chickens are having to be killed, basically, for lack of a better term, It is an avian flu outbreak. When I was at the grocery store the other day, some of the shelves of certain brands, because their farms have been hit the hardest by the avian flu, they just have a note that says, we are not currently stocking, you know, it wasn't Eggland Best, but...
Yeah, the grocery store that I go to has a limit, too.
Yeah.
You're not allowed limit to get more than two take. Cartons.
You know why? People are out there hustling the eggs.
Mm-hmm. And it's only $4.79.
You heard what Robert just said.
Sell them to you for $6.
And he said, my egg guy. Yeah, like, are you buying these?
Like his dealer?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
What do you got?
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Are they cage-free?
Doesn't matter anymore.
Free range.
I love it.
Somebody says farm fresh eggs are good for 6 months.
That is true.
Huh.
They do not go bad like the other hyper-processed ones.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes, because tea works up in Leavenworth, and there are more farms up there than there are here in Johnson County, every once in a while she'll come home. Her friend has some property and has chickens.
Yeah.
And will bring us farm fresh eggs. You really can taste the difference.
Oh, well, and you look at the yellowness of the yolk.
Yeah.
Like, you can almost see through a store-bought egg, and mm-hmm. you can't see through a farm-fresh egg.
Farm-fresh is much darker. It's much more yellow. Is it safe to go to Andrea now?
It is. Andrea, please do not almost say any cuss words.
Andrea Easton, which is west of Weston.
Yes. Hello. Hi, Andrea. Go ahead.
Andrea.
For myself.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, piggybacking off of you. I too have a farm in Easton, just north of Leavenworth. And honestly, my husband and I do sell our groceries basically because number one, we love to farm. Number two, we farm way too much and we have too much food. And so I can't go to a farmer's market because I undersell everybody and they don't want me there.
Yeah.
My eggs, I sell a dozen for $3 and I sell my 18 count for $5.
Andrea, I would not be advertising that. I'm afraid there's going to be a mad rush to get to your house.
Oh, no. I mean, again, I have a web. Anyway, I say go to your local farms. Find a local farm.
Yeah.
And make friends with them and get their product. And quit with the stupidity in the
yeah.
stores.
You want me just to walk onto somebody's farm and say... I want to buy your eggs.
I'd like to be your friend. Do you have chickens?
You generally will find them either on Facebook or wherever. Like, mine's on Facebook, and then I just got my website up and running. So, you know, we're out there, and we want the business, to be honest with you. Huh.
Because you have more eggs than you know what to do with. Is that fair to say, Andrea?
Not right now, no, because they're coming out of the winter, and now they're getting happy again and wanting to lay. But yeah, here in about a month, I'm going to have more eggs than I know what
okay,
to do.
Okay, help me understand. What do you have to do to get them to lay?
Good light and warmth.
Okay.
They have to have light. They have to have a consistent light source. So if the, like in the wintertime when the sun goes down too early, well, then they're done. They need 12 hours a day to feel good about laying their eggs.
How many eggs does a chicken lay in a day?
One. Yeah. Some production chickens can lay two, but that's kind of rare. But all of mine lay at least one. And then they're good. Let me see. A production chicken's good for about a year, year and a half. After that, then they
What do you mean?
One that produces eggs.
It's just they crap them out every day.
Yep.
Huh. All right.
And then I've got some that don't lay but two or three times a week.
I'll be darned. And you don't like them as much.
Get that chicken some light, Andrea. Get that chicken some light.
I know, right? You got to go out there and go, come on, girl. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah.
Huh. Andrea, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Good to visit with you. All right. Bye-bye. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. Don't forget our podcast, the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want at kmbz.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Well, this is interesting. Fox Sports Radio listeners were taken aback today when host Colin Cowherd abruptly cut a segment of his show, The Herd, short due to illness. He was in the middle of discussing the impact of a NBA trade. He paused and said, I'm going to have to take a break. I'm getting very, very sick very, very quickly on this set. We will return. He did not. Co-host Jason McIntyre took over when the program resumed. What'd you say? What'd you say?
It was an 8-week boom boom.
Sam and I were laughing off the air. I'm like, how sick was he?
Somebody hit the Taco Bell drive-thru the night before, did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did.
He was running somewhere.
Caitlin Clark is having her number retired.
Good.
At Iowa, number 22, will be retired.
We'll be in town tomorrow for Win for KC.
Oh, that's right. That's tomorrow, isn't
it? I will
it?
Be there. It is downtown. I'm thrilled to be attending. She is, I just love everything about her. I cannot imagine.
She's getting an award, isn't
she?
Yeah,
and I cannot imagine a better keynote speaker for this town right now. I'm just
good
over the moon.
That'll be fun. They're going to do it before the, it was retired, sorry, in a ceremony after the Hawkeyes 76-67 win over number 4 USC one season after she completed her historic college career. Said Clark during a pregame press conference, I feel like I already have those butterflies in your stomach when you walk in here. Not so much for a basketball game now, but obviously just to be around everybody and to enjoy the environment.
Caitlin Clark also has hinted at attending the big game next weekend.
Really?
With Taylor Swift. Yes, I'm so excited.
Really?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh, I didn't know that. Speaking of the big game, the Chiefs are already in New Orleans. They left yesterday.
Yeah.
Team arrived at KCI waiting to depart.
All of these super cool TV reporters down there walking around Bourbon Street doing their live shots. Jerks.
Whoa.
A little anger there.
What's going
jealous.
On in there?
I am jealous.
You would not want to work that event, Sam.
No. God, no. Sam, I remember I worked.
It's an exhausting nightmare.
I worked.
Here's Abby Eden standing on Bourbon Street.
No, it sounds fun.
It's not.
Sam, let me tell you what it smells like.
Urine.
Because it sounds fun, and it smells like urine and vomit and really bad adult choices. And you are sober the entire time, working 22-hour days. And the last thing you want to be around when you're doing that is a bunch
drunk
of drunk people.
It is.
I worked New Orleans once.
Yeah.
I said after that experience, I would never go back to that town again. And then someone said to me, Dana, it's a great city. You were just working. You need to go back and experience it as, you know, a traveler. It was a much different experience, but it's a lot. New Orleans is like Nashville or Vegas. A couple days and you're good.
So, Sam, I remember I worked the 2002 Final Four. KU was in it. It was in Atlanta. And it was me, Seren Petro, Fesco, and Nate Bucati. Okay? All four of us were down there. And I thought this is going to be great because I had friends from high school who were living in Atlanta, and I'm going to get to see my friends. And first of all, I didn't see any of my friends. Because you're working all the time and you think, oh, you get to go to the games. You don't get to go to the games. And then I covered with Eric Bushman the 2008 Democrat convention in Denver and the Republican convention in St. Paul. And I thought, this is going to be so exciting, you know, presidential conventions and, you know, Barack Obama and John McCain and Sarah Palin, all these people. And Eric and I were so excited when we got to Denver. We're covering the big news story of the year and all this stuff. Oh, when you're getting up at 4 in the morning and you
work until 2 in the morning,
you bus to downtown Denver, you don't get back until midnight, and then you still have to write your reports for the morning. It was awful.
I'm just going to say this. There is an odor to Bourbon Street that is very specific to that city.
I hope to never smell it.
I've been as a visitor. I would kind of like to see it as on an official capacity.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Send me down there. Sign me up. Let's go.
No.
Still time.
You don't want it, man. I'm telling you right now, you don't want it. It's no fun. Everybody up, you know, on TV, and there's Nikki on Channel 9. By the way, if you missed that interview, that's in the 2 o'clock hour. I believe we're going to make that the bonus hour tonight. Nikki, our good friend from down the hall, 99.7 The Point, was downtown on Friday night, 8 o'clock, and she went to go move her car. Apparently, they were towing some cars from near the area where her car was.
Yeah, you just run out to move your car. Parked. We've all done it.
So she runs out to move the car. As she's getting out of her car to go back in with her friends at this establishment, a guy comes running up from behind her and says, "Give me the keys to your car." And she says, "No." And he pulls out a gun and puts the muzzle of the gun right in her ribs and says, "Give me the keys to your car."
It will be the bonus hour at 6 o'clock. Did you see this? Speaking of football, on Twitter, I think in the last couple of hours, they're starting to show the official footballs for the game with the Licks logo, which is pretty cool, by the way.
Oh, can we stop?
I know. And then there's also...
L-I-X.
I like Licks. And then there's also a story out there. Again, this stuff will not go away, about whether or not we should put microchips in footballs.
Roger Goodell did address the refs are cheating on behalf of the Chiefs question
and said,
at the press
it.
Conference.
What did he say?
It's
you guys
ridiculous.
Are crazy. Yeah.
Well, remember last week when we had Tim Grunhardt on? He was furious about all the, you know, these conspiracies of the refs are giving calls to the Chiefs because they want Patrick Mahomes to win a third Super Bowl in a row, et cetera, et cetera. This story here from Channel 5, as the Kansas City Chiefs continue their preparation for a third straight Super Bowl appearance, the AFC teams left in their wake remain assessing how they lost to the two-time reigning champs. On Thursday of last week, Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott held an end-of-the-season press conference in which he recapped the year and assessed the fallout from the AFC championship game. Quoting here from Sean McDermott, "We went into the game, and one of my messages to the team was, and this happens from time to time, is you're not going to get calls. We're not going to get calls. And I think just when you prepare a team, you prepare them ahead of time mentally for this is the way it's going to go down, and you're just going to have to live with it."
Yeah, every team gets calls. And then in the same game, they don't get calls. And then maybe during one play, you do get a call.
And they got more calls that game than we did.
The Texans head coach said, "We knew going into this game, the loss to the Chiefs, man, it was us versus everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody."
Okay. Back to the microchips and the footballs. The technology exists to do it.
Sure.
The only question is whether the NFL will make the leap and, quote, write the check. The ball would need to be equipped with digital components that would allow for an exact measurement as to whether a player scored a touchdown or, as it relates to the last game, whether a first down was gained. No, it doesn't, and let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
The microchipped ball will show you the ball's location.
That's exactly
People
right.
would then just complain about the
knees were down.
The knees or the location of the tall orange ridiculous chain things that we still use like it's 1842.
Well, I mean, that would almost negate them. You wouldn't need the
You would still have to spot the last spot.
You would know exactly where it was because of the chip. But to your point, it's a great one. All it's going to tell you is how far forward the ball went. But when were their knees down?
Did they take a step back?
Right.
I mean, we have a receiver who, still trying to figure out why he does this, takes two steps back every time he catches the ball. That negates forward momentum when you take a step back.
And I still like the idea of human error in sport. And I don't know why we're making this mad dash to make it absolutely perfect.
It still wouldn't be perfect. Listen to this quote from Patrick Mahomes. "It's also the human error thing. It's kind of like baseball, balls and strikes. It's part of the game. The biggest thing to me," this is quoting from Mahomes, "the biggest thing to me is when they get in the pile by the end zone. There is literally no way to tell if he's in the end zone or not. It's just whatever they call. quote, I'm sure it will happen soon enough. That is Mahomes,
it will
I think, 4 years ago, talking about the microchip.
Officiating has favored the Chiefs, not my perception, public perception. How much of a concern is that for you in the league?
Well, this sort of reminds me a little bit of the script, right? That I write a script, and I have the script for the entire season. Listen, I think from a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media, and they get a new life. As you say, it's not your theory, but it's out there. Nobody wants it to be their theory. And so I understand that. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously.
All right. Thanks to CBS Sports for that.
Can somebody get that guy a bottle of water?
Yeah, I was just going to say. He has cotton mouth like I have never heard. Please give him a glass of water. My goodness. Last sports-related story. Faye Vincent, the former baseball commissioner who was the commissioner during the negotiations with Pete Rose that left him banned from baseball. He was also he was only commissioner for 3 years. Also the commissioner during the earthquake in 1989 for the Bay Area series. Faye Vincent has passed away at the age of 86. He had bladder cancer, according to his wife, Christina. Quoting here from the current commissioner, Mr. Vincent served the game during a time of many challenges, and he remained proud of his association with our national pastime throughout his life. Faye Vincent, beg your pardon, former baseball commissioner, dead at the age of 86. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ. Man, 3 hours in, I thought I was going to go the whole day without I-zer-ve. Gets GA going slower.
I thought we were going to ignore that one.
Well, now that song is stuck in my head again. Yeah, thanks a lot,
Well,
Sam.
Here's some Tom Petty for you.
Thank you. A nurse in Arkansas is accused of using a dead patient's name to get narcotics.
I saw this.
Dead patient. Authorities say Caitlin Adams tried using a fake prescription to get 120 oxycodone pills at a pharmacy on January 2nd. Adams claimed that she worked at a nursing home. The pills were for a patient. The investigator said Adams used a credit card with her name on it to buy the narcotics. After looking into the prescription, an employee of the pharmacy contacted the nursing home in question, and they stated that Caitlin Adams had actually been fired the day before. Police say Adams returned to the same pharmacy on January 6th, with another prescription for another 180 oxycodone pills.
Nothing to see here.
The pharmacy refused to fill that prescription. And Adams went to another Jonesboro pharmacy and did get 180 oxycodone pills under the same dead man's name. Okay. LA Times, the western population of the monarch butterfly has declined to a near record low with fewer than 10,000 found living in California this winter, a foreboding sign for the future of the insect. They counted 9,119 butterflies this winter.
Ooh,
that is the
like
second
that.
Lowest population recorded since they began tracking in 1997. An all-time low of fewer than 2,000 monarchs were recorded in 2020.
Do we know, is the Dana and Parks butterfly still around?
So I'm so glad you asked, Sam. We had someone in from the extension office, I believe, who showed us how to tag a butterfly because that migration comes right through Kansas City every year.
I?
And billions of them then go through Kansas City and end up down in Mexico. You were off. We called it the Dana and Parks butterfly because if, in fact, at the end of that journey in Mexico, our butterfly ended up there and a volunteer found it and scanned it, our butterfly would be tagged and we would be notified.
Oh.
I have not heard that the Dana and Parks butterfly made it down to Mexico, but that doesn't mean it didn't. Billions of them end up down there. And so, you know, for the volunteers to find the one, not saying it couldn't happen, but that's a tall order.
Was this when I was in the clink or something?
I don't remember. I don't know where you were.
No, you were not in the clink. This was recently, last few months.
Oh, okay. Story here from the New York Post. A New York man claims that a local grocery chain refused to accept his $2 bills, with the young cashiers believing that the unusual but legal notes were counterfeit. Richard Steger of Wurtsboro, New York, was shopping at a local Aldi grocery store in Sullivan County last week, tried to settle his bill with cash, including some Thomas Jefferson $2 bills.
Okay.
Then not one, but two young cashiers insisted that the bills were fake without even making an effort to check them. He says, I wanted to pay with some $2 bills. The young guy refused to accept them and insisted that they were counterfeit. He showed me on the bill, the cashier, where it says, this note is legal, blah, blah, blah. And the young man, the cashier, says, that means they're fake.
Oh, okay.
The cashier then brought the bills to one of his young female coworkers. She asked the young man if he checked the bills with the counterfeit markers. He whispered, no, they're fake. Then she gave me the blank you, have a nice day, smile to leave, if you know what I mean.
Now, there is no real way to check if a $2 bill is real or not.
It's only 20 and higher, isn't it?
I believe it's 5 and higher.
5 and higher.
Correct.
They're not as rare as they used to be, but I wouldn't immediately look at that and think, fake. The most often passed fake bill, didn't you say, Sam, is $10? The 10?
Bill,
yeah, $10 bill.
Why is that?
Because they think it's going to fly under the radar, so they print them the most, the counterfeiters, the ne'er-do-wells.
Mm. When do they do well?
Ne'er.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, check your $10 bills.
Okay.
If they say, for theater production only, don't accept it.
It's fake.
Now, that's fake.
Yeah.
That's fake.
Typically a good sign.
Story from Channel 9. A woman from New Hampshire has her diamond engagement ring back after it accidentally ended up in the trash. Leanne Henninger thought her 1.5-carat diamond engagement ring was gone. She called the recycling center. They got to work digging through mounds of garbage.
Oh, wow.
Hoping to find the ring and other jewelry that she said she accidentally threw out. The odds of finding her jewelry were slim, but she was lucky. Don Trettler was the recycling attendant on duty that day. Says, Don, I'm good at this stuff. We used to have these things called foreign object damage walks on the runways. Anyway, he's a former Marine. He found her ring. Gave it back to her. Well done.
Wow.
Don't forget to check out the podcast. It's available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. The news with Dan coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.